The managing editor of the Insight newspaper, Kwesi Pratt, has described as illegal and unconstitutional the decision by the Magistrates and Judges Association of Ghana to boycott cases of the four blacklisted lawyers. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Pratt called on all Ghanaians to speak against the decision of the magistrates and judges. He spoke to George Asekre.
I think that the Judges and Magistrates Association clearly exceeded their mandate. They have no locus at all in trying to prevent the four lawyers from practicing their profession. Indeed, the authority to license lawyers to practice in this country is not the Magistrates and Judges Association. And I think what they have done is an illegality. It's clearly unconstitutional.
What should be the way forward? Because these are magistrates who should have known better, or they know the law.
That's exactly the point. They should have known better. Indeed, it's in their own interest to withdraw their action. If they don't withdraw their action, then somebody has to take them to court for interpretation of the constitution, the rights of citizens, and so on. They have no right whatsoever to do what they have done.
There's a bar association in Ghana that is supposed to be the umbrella body of lawyers, and they are equally quiet.
Unfortunately, this is not a matter for judges and magistrates and lawyers and so on. It's a matter for every citizen of this country. It's about enforcing the law. It's about enforcing the rights of citizens and so on. And it goes beyond the Ghana Bar Association, judges and magistrates. All of us as citizens ought to have an interest in the matter.
But if we begin to all speak, won't it be another claim of attack on the judiciary?
They can make any claim they want, but the laws of this country recognize the fact that citizens must operate within a certain legal frame. And if judges and lawyers are not operating within that legal frame, it's our responsibility to call their attention and to stop them.
People who have contracted the services of these lawyers, what can they do in this direction?
There are several options before them. They can go to the courts and enforce their right. They can protest to the highest authority and so on. The most important thing is that all of our voices ought to be heard on this matter. These are magistrates acting contrary to law, and we ought to oppose them.
Can government take a decision on it?
Unfortunately, as a result of the principle of separation of powers, I'm not so sure if government can act in this matter. But citizens have a right to act. After all, governments, parliament, and the judiciary act on behalf of citizens, and the citizens can make their voices heard.
Managing editor of Insight newspaper, Kwesi Pratt, talking to George Asekre.